Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today. My heart and I'm gonna do my part and make this a positively beautiful day.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, yours truly, Dr. D. It is such an honor and a privilege to be with you on this evening. I hope you guys have had a wonderful day today. My day has been absolutely, positively marvelous, and I am just so I'm so thankful. I am so blessed, and I am so thankful. I just want to share with you tonight how, you know, I was talking earlier to a friend, and I was telling her, you know, at this stage of the game, you know, we're retired, and if you're going to work, you want to do something that you enjoy doing. Am I correct? Yeah. So, I mean, it's just such a pleasure to know that, I mean, I'm having the time of my life. And I hope you are too. I hope you are truly living your life dream. I mean, you know, I was listening to this CD today. It said, if you had no limitations, what in the world would you be doing right now? Isn't that something? If you had no limitations. Wow. Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that be awesome? Wow. Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm so excited. And I'm also excited about my guest for tonight. My guest tonight will be Pastor Lionel Smith. He's going to be sharing his weight loss secrets using pure herbs. So that's going to be exciting. I want you to feel free to chime in on tonight if you have anything you'd like to ask, or if you have anything you'd like to say. Just be sure to press number one on your telephone keypad, and that way I will be able to see your number in queue, and I can bring you on. Okay, I am just so thankful. Everything is working so well so far. So I am so thankful about that, really. So without further ado, I'd just like to introduce to some myself. I am a naturopathic doctor. I am not a medical doctor. I am a naturopathic or naturopathic, however you want to say it, doctor. That means simply that I use natural means, such as prayer, good water, and holistic foods, whole foods, to help the body heal and regenerate itself. Yeah, that's what I do. Good water, sleep. Are you getting your proper sleep? Are you getting your water? Are you drinking, consuming your half your body weight in ounces of water? All of that matters. I have some information I'd like to share with you tonight on flossing. You know, it is so very important that we floss. And just with talking to people and asking them, you know, things like, do you floss? Do you brush twice a day? And I was really surprised at how many people actually said that they do not floss. They do not floss. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know, I knew years ago that not too many people were flossing. They would brush. But as far as flossing is concerned, they wouldn't floss. But just now in this day and age, I'm really kind of surprised at just how many people don't floss. So with that being said, I'd just like to share with you how important it is to floss. It is so very important because actually flossing helps to prevent gum disease, and it keeps your teeth and your gums looking good, flossing. But not only that, it may also starve off non-mouth-related diseases. I'm talking about flossing, y'all. A recent study showed that older adults with higher levels of four gum disease-causing bacteria in their mouth also tend to have thicker carotid arteries. That's the artery in your neck, the carotid, which raises the risk of stroke and heart attacks. Plus, people with gum disease have a 63% higher risk of pancreatic cancer. Now, this study was produced by the National Cancer Institute, and that's kind of scary business, y'all, because 90% of dentists say that most patients don't floss regularly. I mean, can you believe that? People just don't floss like they should. And if you have to, buy one of those floss-holding devices that make, you know, flossing really easy and fast. Excuse me. In an Indiana University study, 50% of previous non-flossers were doing so on a regular basis 6 months after they were introduced to flossing, you know, routine flossing. And 85% of the new flossers, handheld device. And only 15% prefer doing without the aid. It's a good thing to incorporate flossing in your morning routine before or after brushing. And I would suggest before. I know that, you know, the study says before or after, but the premise is if you do it before, then you get all the plaque and all the debris from the food and stuff loosened up, and then you can come back with the brush and brush it, you know, kind of brush it out of there. And it actually is something that should be done every single day. Every single day you should be flossing. So, I mean, that's just a little tip because it's so important. If you happen to floss and you notice some blood there, that's another reason to let you know that you need to be flossing. You need to be flossing on a daily basis. We were also discussing emotional eating and weight loss and things like that. And that's one thing that Pastor Lionel Smith is going to discuss with us tonight. He's used some pure herbs. Isn't that awesome? He's used pure herbs to help him, excuse me, in a weight loss. And he's going to share his testimony with us tonight. So I want you all to get your pencils, get your papers, and, you know, in the event that you have some questions that you'd like to ask him. And on the note of weight loss, I just want to share with you this. You know, by me being in the gym, and but most of you know that I am a certified personal trainer as well as a naturopathic doctor and you know, master herbalist and raw and vegan chef. But, I'm sorry, I need a sip of water. Excuse me. But I'm often just amazed by how many people are tied to the scale as far as weight loss is concerned. And I just like to just tell you, listen, stop weighing yourself obsessively. Get rid of that scale. I'm for real. Get rid of the scale. The number on the scale is exactly that, okay? It's just a number. And it doesn't reflect how healthy you are or how much your weight is lean muscle. Plus, the scale can't tell whether or not you're carrying extra weight on your hips, your butt, or that dangerous belly fat. It doesn't do that. And that's a major factor. For those of you that's listening in tonight, I want you to really hear me, and I want you to hear me good. That belly fat is a major factor in your risk of heart disease. And see, a scale can't tell you that. So it's just important that you know that. In fact, one of the the modules that I use in the gym. Of course, we do the BMI. We do that. But you know what I prefer? I prefer the hip or the waist to hip ratio, because I feel that it's a better predictor of heart disease than the body mass index. And it's really, really simple. The only thing you need to calculate your waist to hip ratio is a calculator, a measuring tape, a pencil, and some paper. And this is the process. This is what you do, okay? You stand with your stomach really relaxed. Really relax your stomach when you're doing this. And then you find the narrowest point on your waist, the narrowest point where your waist goes in, and you write that number down. And then you find the widest point on your hips, your buttocks, your butt, and you write that measurement down. And then you divide the narrowest point number by the widest point number, and this is your waist to hip ratio. So that is a much better indicator. And I'm going to tell you exactly why. Now, men, write this down. If your waist measurement is greater than 40 inches, and women, if yours is greater than 35 inches, you are at risk for heart issues. And for the women whose waist is 38 inches or more, then you are three times the risk. That's three times the risk of heart disease. So I find that to be a better indicator, because a lot of people are just so hooked up on that scale thinking that, okay, well, you know, the scale is what does it. The scale says it all. I'm not saying that it's not important, but I'm saying don't obsess with the scale, because what I would suggest doing is keep a close eye on your shrinking waist to sustain the right kind of goals, which are losing weight or losing fat in the high-risk areas, such as that tummy, that stomach, and lowering your risk for heart disease. In fact, you know what? It was a study from Harvard University that found that women whose waist are much larger, they have a higher incident of, it's called the superficial fat, that fat that's on the inside. So that, I guess that's actually what makes them three times at a higher risk for heart disease. And women whose waist is like 28 inches or less are, it means that their health is overall in good standing. And it means that you just really been shedding some excess pounds and some excess inches. Don't focus so much on that number, but focus on other health issues such as cholesterol. You know, the American Heart Association says that your cholesterol should actually be less than 200. It should be way less than 200. I'm sure a lot of you have seen Eating Third Edition, and your cholesterol should be closer towards 100. Your blood pressure, the systolic blood pressure should be less than 120. That's the number at the top. And then your diastolic blood pressure should be less than 80. That's the bottom number. And there's some other things to look at as well. Look at your energy level. What's your energy level like? Do you have good quality sleep? These are better indicators of your overall health than just body weight, shape, or size. And always, when you're starting a weight loss program, take your measurements. Take your in the gym when you come in, I take your shoulder measurements, your chest measurements, your waist measurements, your hips, your thighs, your calves, your arms. Take those measurements, because a lot of times what will happen is you'll begin to lose inches before you even begin to lose pounds. And sometimes, and another thing, if you're really working with strength training, lifting weights, you may find that you'll even begin to gain, and that scale will reflect you've gained 5 or 10 pounds, and you're thinking, what in the world is going on? It's simply because you're gaining muscle mass, and muscle weighs much more than fat. So those are just some little things to, you know, to be conscientious of. Don't get stressed out by what the scale is saying. Look at what's going on. You know, I tell people in the gym all the time, get rid of that scale and say hello to your new improved fat measuring tool, and that is your tape measure, so you can measure that stomach and the hips and the thighs and the upper arms. And I would suggest doing that once a week. And record your results. Did you know that a quarter pound fat loss may not register on the scale, but it could mean milliliters on a tape measure? You see, a quarter pound of fat, it may not even register on your scale. So that's just some little stuff to throw in there. But on that note, I see that Pastor Lionel Smith has entered the showroom. So without further ado, I would like to present to some and introduce to others Pastor Lionel Smith, and he's going to give you a brief bio on himself and what he does and his church and all that good stuff. And then he's going to share some information with us on weight loss. Good evening, Pastor Lionel Smith. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Good evening. Thank you.
How are you this evening?
I'm fine. And you, Dr. Doris?
Oh, hey, Pastor, God is good.
Yes,
and
he
is. And I know
is.
You know that.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you know that.
Yes, he is. He's always in control, and he has a perfect will. He has a perfect plan for us, you know,
yes,
as his
sir.
People.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
and
sir.
And it's so amazing. I heard a young lady say today, you know, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. And I say, you know what, sister, I think that's an oxymoron, because if he's on time, that's when I want him.
Yes,
know?
Ma'am. That's
so,
right.
You see what I'm saying? But it's so good mm-hmm. to have you on the show tonight, and I've been telling my guests all about you, and they're eager and ready with their pencils and paper. And so just start off by telling us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm from Detroit, Michigan, Pastor Lionel Smith, pastor and founder of His Image Ministries. It's pretty much a street evangelism type of deal. God gave me a vision on that about a year ago. I am a retired Marine. I served 3 years in the United States Marine Corps from 1999 up until 2002. I have 5 kids. I have 4. I have 1 on the way in March. I've been married since, I've been married since May of this year. And, you know, I do a lot of things in a ministry. You know, I encourage people and let them know how important it is, how important, you know, not only spiritual, you know, enlightenment, but, you know, in the natural sense, we know that the Bible does tell us that spiritual exercise, you know, profits much more than, you know, a natural or any type of physical exercise.
Yes, sir.
But in the midst of it, when we really get into detail of how we feel day in and day out and what we're consuming, you know, it all comes down, by the end of the day, you know, when we look in the mirror, you know, you want to see the best person that you possibly can see. You know, and it's a work in progress, you know. And I do believe that, you know, weight management and, you know, along with the spiritual management, they work hand in hand, you know. And, I just recently lost about 30 pounds. I was telling Dr. Doris about that. You know, that was about, I've been at that, I'm about 190 right now. You know, I was at before. And like she said earlier, is that, you know, let me say this. I had slimmed down so much that, you know, I actually just wanted to get to 200, you know. And so now I'm in a rebuilding process of, as she put it, muscle mass, you know, because I had slimmed down so much, but I was so concerned only about the tummy area, you know, that was a discomfort to me, you know. And I have been working with Pure Herbs as an independent distributor for going on 2 years now, actually 2 or 3 years in January, this coming January, 2014, I would have been a distributor with Pure Earth for at least 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And it was something I just had around, and, you know, I introduced it to a few people when I first became a distributor. And, you know, a high school buddy of mine, you know, he put me up on Pure Earth, and, you know, I didn't hesitate. I said, yeah, man, that sounds like something right up my alley, you know, because I'm an athlete. I play a little basketball. And I was telling him, I said, Carl, his name is Carl. I said, man, look here. You know, I'm trying to just lose some weight, man. And he said, you know what? Rock, that's my nickname. They call me Rock. Mm-hmm. And I said, what's that? He said, well, I believe I have something that may help you. And I said, what's that? And he showed me everything. And immediately, you know, I became a distributor. Now, I start going over some of the products, some of the herbs that Pure Herbs have. And, you know, I have a history, a slight history also of prescribed medication, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought that initially the diagnosis that I received, you know, I say, no, I'm not taking no medicine for nobody, you know. And, you know, they tried me on this medicine, that medicine. All the medicines they tried me on, you know, they just, it wasn't for me. You know.
Okay.
So finally, all of a sudden, you know, I end up taking a medication, and I noticed that, you know, when I took that medication for the previous 5 years, I noticed that how my weight went up, you know, how I was indulging in fast food, you know, and you know, a little bit of drinking, you know, here and there, as part of a craving ritual, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the natural man say, well, if you're hungry, then you better eat something, you know. But we have to have that education, you know, as to what it is that we need to be intaking and consuming. Now, see, I didn't know. You know, of course we know the saying, well, you can't eat fast food all the time. You can't eat this, can't do that. But that stuff is a craving appetite to us.
Yeah.
And over the year, you know, I find myself, you know, it can start off where we think it's cute, a little excess weight, mm-hmm. you know. But as time went by, I looked in that mirror, and I seen that tummy overlapping my chest, and I didn't like it.
All right.
You know, so reality struck, you know. And so I went out, and actually another high school teammate of mine, you know, he's a trainer, you know, just like yourself, and I ran into him. And he began training me. But at that point, you know, my situation and my diet and my weightening and everything, it became neutral. You know, I would train for a few months here, a few months there, and I would stay within the boundary of just staying balanced with it. But then after that, you know, I would drop off and sag off. Then here come the tummy again, and here come the excess. Here come the improper indulging in different things that I shouldn't be eating.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It was on and off. So this summer, you know, I was working with some high school kids over at Westside Academy in Detroit, you know, as a coach, a basketball coach. And, you know, I started experiencing, I'll be 33 in 2 weeks. And, you know, these are high school kids. You know, I can't be trying to run up and down this court here and trying to train these kids when Coach Smith is all out of breath. You know, that just doesn't make any sense to me.
All right.
So
I rode
my bike for 5 days, you know, just one school week in the summer school session. I think it was about 16 miles a day, just for 5 days. Now, note, you know, I was taking an herb, ginkgo biloba, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I was taking in a lot of water, you know, while I was riding my bike. That first 5 days, my wife noticed and I noticed, you know, I guess we can call it the inches were coming off me, doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I
mm-hmm.
said, wow. You know, I had already been talking to some other people from Pure Herbs as to what it is that I should be doing, you know, for my goals. And they had already given me a little bit of information. But at that point, I believe that was at the end of July, and then August kicked in. And then I order every prescribed herbal remedy that they had given me, you know, I went and got them.
Okay.
And at that point, doctor, the rest of that stuff just flushed on out of me. You know, I believe that first week, I think that a little bit of a weight did come off me. But when I began that herb, they had me drinking 84 ounces of water every day, along with there's an herb called DAN-C, which is
yes.
depression and nerve combination.
Mm-hmm.
There's an herb called black walnut. Various uses. It's black walnut is beneficial for healthy nerve function. I had beetroot, maintaining a healthy, clean liver to promote the body's normal detoxification process and a source of minerals.
Mm-hmm.
Milk
mm-hmm.
thistle to support maintenance and function of a healthy liver and gallbladder. I had 3Bs, which is for enhancing energy levels and supporting healthy immune function and for maintenance of good health. I have alfalfa. I have all cell salts and cascara sagrada. Now, the medication that I was taking, I no longer take it. Due to the fact of getting my diet right, drinking more water, flushing these toxins and these different things that was put in my body over the past 5 years,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and these herbs, you know, they really, 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 they really are, you know, what they say they are. And, you know, there was even a point in between August and, you know, we're going into December now. You know, there were even times where I could lay off of taking the herbs, you know, to continue to build up my mental stability or my nerves or however you want to put it.
Yeah.
And so now, you know, actually I just taken everything before I came on tonight. And, you know, it flushes me out. You know, it gets that improper food that's inside of me. You know, because, doctor, I was in a very uncomfortable state, you know. And as I go to the gym, I still see guys walking around, you know, because they're uncomfortable. So it seems as though, you know, they may have to barge their way around or, you know, to put on facade that, well, I'm just a big guy, you know, but overall, you know, you're unhealthy, you know, either way you look at it. And it's so discouraging when you don't feel your best, you know.
Right.
And like I say, I was in between, you know, and you know, some people will say, oh, man, you know, you done picked up a little bit of weight too. But I wasn't in a position that they were in, not to compete and compare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I was already on the quest in my mind that, hey, this is not for long. You know, this is not cute. You know, I can't live like this, you know. You know, so like I say, I've been blessed to have that goal achieved, you know, and I'm still working on it. You know, like I say, it was just a 200 pounds, and Doctor, you opened up my understanding a little bit more when you spoke about the inches and measuring, you know, the waist area and, you know, those different type of measurements, you know, because right now, being at about 190, you know, I just want to put on lean muscle, you know, because I do play basketball, and, you know, I don't want to blow up again and eat all these protein. Now, you know, now I'm not a basketball player anymore. I'm a weight trainer or a weightlifter, you know, so I just want to stay flexible and stay in between, you know, and these herbs have really helped me, especially that that area of the stomach where most of the fat was stored at.
Yes, yes. And that's that, as I mentioned earlier, that's that dangerous fat because it pulls on the heart. And I just want to encourage our audience tonight. There's a lot of you on the line tonight. And I encourage you, if you have a question that you'd like to ask or if you'd like to make a comment, if you'd like to, you know, give words of encouragement to Pastor Smith, I mean, because let's face it, you know, I see it on a daily basis, and it losing weight, you know, sometimes it's really a trying thing. I had a young lady in my office on yesterday, and, I mean, she became so emotional with just talking about that. I know, you know, I need to lose. And, I mean, it was an emotional thing. So for those of you that are on tonight and you have questions, feel free to press number one on your telephone handset, and I'll see you in queue, and we can bring you on. I mean, let's dialogue, you know, if nothing more than to, you know, say, hey, congratulations, because we all have room for improvement. There's with each and every one of us. So, I mean, it's just an awesome thing to be able to encourage somebody else. And, I mean, if you want to know the herbs, I know some of you may have chimed in a little late after he starts speaking, and we're going to have him give his information so that if you need to get in touch with him to talk more about this, then he'll be able to do that. So, Pastor Smith, in what time span you say did you say the weight loss actually happened? And how many months or how long did it take approximately?
I would say, you know, the total. Are you talking about from day one when I started the process, process? Okay, this is 2013 going to 2014. I will say that to get to that breaking point where it just fell off, it took at least 2 or 3 years.
Okay, okay.
But had I, you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda, had I received the information, and it took patience. It took patience, you know, because, like I say, dealing with the prescribed medication and everything, you know, God took that away from me. And I would say 2 or 3 years, but once I got to that breaking point, it took 2 or 3 weeks, and that weight just fell off me. In between the 2 and 3 years, it was just maintaining, just trying to get to the point where I knew that I can break down and rebuild.
Yes.
And I'm at that point now where I've been totally broken down, and all that stuff that was stored inside of me, it just came out. And these herbs really, really pushed that stuff out, and You know, I'll be honest, you'll be a bowel movement, and hey, you might be a little mad at yourself, thinks I'm wrong, but it's pushing that stuff up out of you and getting you right. Experience that, and that was part of the process that I was giving that will happen. And they said, don't be alarmed because it's working. And I have a brother, an older brother. He's a year or two older than me, and he's about 6 foot. I'm about 6'2", and he's about maybe about 250, somewhere up in there. And he said, Rock, man, what's that stuff? What's some of the stuff? You got anything that can work for me? And I had given him a product that I was actually taking then, which is Hoodia.
Okay.
And that was with,
yes.
That is with a product that, yes, that Pure Herbs, you know, handles very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, well, I'm gonna get it for you. I told him about it, and I said, he said, yeah, get it for me, and let me see. Because he just wanted, he knows that he like lifting weights, heavyweight. He said,
okay.
I'm just trying to lose some of this right here in this midsection area. I said, okay. And I got him the product, you know, and you know, not to be, you know, if it's funny, but he said, man, that stuff really works. Really work. I had to lay up off of it. I didn't want to lose that much weight. And so I guess he had lost, you know, went a little bit over, but it's just a beneficial factor to know that something really works and it's going to be effective for your health overall. He said, oh,
that's
yeah, I'm
right.
going to keep it. You know, I'm going to keep it whenever I need it. I'm going to use it, you know.
That
just
is, and
like
I,
that.
You know what? I love Hoodia because it actually gives you that feeling of being satisfied. And there's
yes,
so many
does.
People eating today for emotional reasons. There
yes,
are,
ma'am.
Oh my goodness, you'd be surprised how people eat when they're sad, when they're happy, when they're lonely, when they're mad. Just everything. It causes you to want to bend your elbow and open your mouth. You know, but
yep.
we have got to be more conscientious of our weight, and because we're dying. I have so many friends that have died with health issues that's related to obesity until it's not even funny. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I want to let you guys know that if you want to chime in, please don't wait too late. If you want to ask a question, if there's something you need clarification on, then all you have to do is press #1 on your telephone keypad, and we can bring you in, and you could talk to Pastor Smith. And if you have anything that you'd like to ask or any kind of comment whatsoever, all you have to do is just press #1 on your telephone keypad. So now, in conjunction with you taking the herbs, was there any special diet you were on? I know you said you were riding your bike, so you were getting good exercise. I know you were drinking water, you know, 80-some
mm-hmm.
ounces. So was there any
mm-hmm.
special diet? Were you doing anything specific with your diet, per se?
Well, my diet was, I guess over the past few years or whatever, my diet pretty much has been like, I've been a one meal a day type of guy,
mm-hmm.
but I noticed that when I started picking up the weight, it was like eating a whole bunch of junk and heading back to McDonald's for the craving,
okay.
for the satisfaction, for the emotional strain. And when it came to these, the past, you know, 4 months, my diet, it had become to, you know, Mediterranean food. A lot of salads. You know, I was doing a lot of salads, a lot of raw juice. There was a raw juice that they had called, I believe it's called Blood Tuna, where
mm-hmm.
it got all type of beets, veggies in it, and, you know, they mix it together. I had the water. I can't say I did a lot of fruits at the time, you know, but right now, you know, I you know, I may cheat around and have some fast food, but I still stay, you know, the fast food only goes so far because it feels like right now I'm at a point where my system actually rejects it and it knows when it's time to stop, you know.
Yes.
That's like if I go to Pizza Hut, I may just have nothing but green peppers on the pizza, you know, and just eat it and get it out the way and not sit there and just crave it and babysit it. And, you know, because, you know, I think of foods can become a god as well. You know,
that's right.
People can, we see commercials, you know, people begin to idolize McDonald's and Burger King, and it's commercial society, you know. Mm-hmm. And if we don't know what structures us best, then we're just going to go with the flow of whatever is being put out there.
Exactly.
But, you know, we know what we want, and people know, yeah, I need to lose a few pounds, and yeah, I need to do this, yeah. But, you know, it has to be sown in your heart. You know, you really have to want it for bettering conditions. You know, you just
That's
can't
right.
say it just because you're watching TV and you see so-and-so that done shared all these pounds, and they done something that they weren't even supposed to do. So now you just want to hurry up and get a quick fix and lose
right.
the weight.
Exactly.
But your health is still in danger, you know.
Wow. That's so profound. That is so true. We have a caller coming from the 734 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with Pastor Lionel Smith.
Hi.
Hello.
Pastor. I was just calling to ask you a question about how hard was it for you to transfer over from eating the wrong foods to eating the right foods that helped you to lose the weight? Was it a hard transition for you? Did you have to fight with it?
I thank God, no, I didn't have to fight with it, you know, because, you know, I wasn't actually at all in the obesity state of mind or physical state. It was just the excess weight that was being picked up. So I was able to catch myself, you know, and like I was, you know, saying a few minutes ago, is that that's what we know. You know, we know if we don't have anything healthy to eat, then all we, man, you know, the story is that we say, man, all I got to eat is McDonald's. This all I have to eat is this Coney Island.
Right. I didn't catch your whole story. I just recently chimed in. But when you started to transition, did you have any other health issues like high blood pressure, swelling of the ankles or anything like that, water retention?
No high blood pressure, no swelling or nothing of that nature, rather, you know.
Okay.
There was a diagnosis that I actually received that when I was in, you know, the Marine Corps, you know.
Okay.
And that diagnosis was said that, and that's part of my testimony as well, it was said that I had a chemical imbalance, you know.
Okay.
And so, you know, for the past 5 years, I had been taking medication, you know, for that. You know, and I was saying earlier is that, you know, they tried me on this, they tried me with that, they tried me with this. And I would tell the doctor, hey, I don't know what y'all doing to me, but, you know, certain medications had me feeling doomed, you know.
Yeah.
And even that last prescribed medication that I received from them, you know, I had to take that joker at nighttime. You know, I couldn't take that medicine in the day. You know, it was just that powerful. You know, why do I want something I did have a dry blood analysis done, and they
mm-hmm.
told me which herb, and they prescribed me with the herbs, and they told me everything that they found. Now, maybe there
mm-hmm.
was something. Maybe there was something going on, you know. And
mm-hmm.
now that medication has just been wiped away. I was trying to, I wasn't trying. I was weaning myself off of the medication, okay? I would go
mm-hmm.
from you know, not taking both tablets. And in a few days, oh, man, here come that nausea. Here come that vomiting. You know, I was catching a bus this summer. It was so incredible. I had to get off that bus. I thought I was doing something right by eating fruits, and I threw up all them oranges on the sidewalk. I had to jump in between the crowd to get off that bus. And so I said, okay, well, let me just try to take one and then see what happens after that. And then it was successful. Started taking one. Wasn't nauseated or anything. Then I went online. I started doing research, you know, and it was telling me, you know, from what I was doing, I was actually doing the right thing as far as how to be weaned off prescribed medication. And guess what?
Wow.
I went down to half a tablet.
Wow.
You know that that worked too?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you cut yourself down on the pill, or the doctor would cut you down?
I did.
Okay.
Right. Yep, I did it.
That's
just
so amazing. Caller, thank you so much for chiming in tonight. We really appreciate it. It's good to know that you guys are interested. I knew you would be. That's why I said I just had to have him come on. But I just want to thank you for listening in tonight. And Pastor Smith is going to give his contact information, because if anybody is interested in getting in touch with him and getting some of these fabulous herbs that he's talking about, all you have to do is give him a call. In fact, Pastor Smith, give your information right now, how they can contact you if they're interested in getting some of the herbs that you've been talking about.
Yes, Pastor Lionel Smith, Lionel Smith. My phone number is 313-622-3864.
All right.
And you can call me at any time and, you know, leave a message. And, you know, I do this. I'm very thorough, just as Dr. Doris, she's very thorough. And she told me yesterday about, you know, I like being real with people. And that's what it's all about, because that's how we grow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people can say they this and they can say they that, but we have to push it to the further extent when it comes down to realism and helping others, you know. So this is a ministry to me.
That's,
you know, this is a ministry to me.
That's awesome.
And God is definitely who we say he is, and we have to believe that and keep pressing. Keep pressing.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. I tell people all the time, I find it interesting that, you know, we want to slay demons and we want to bind this and that, and we don't even have control over, you know, a knife and a fork. You know, gluttony is the last thing in the church.
Okay.
The prayer lines is getting longer and longer. Nobody want to talk about gluttony. Talk about, you know, overeating. And it's just amazing to me. That's why I am just so glad you came on. And if we have it's a packed house tonight, and I'm sure I see others of you want to chime in now to ask your question, but I'm so sorry, we're almost out of time. In fact, we got about 4 minutes, so I'm going to let Pastor Smith close us out, give us some words of encouragement, give us, you know, whatever he'd like to tell us, give us information one more time, and we got about 4 minutes, and then we got to get out of here, y'all. But we'll come back, and you know what? I'll have him on again. And I just want to thank you so much, Pastor Smith. So in a couple minutes, I'm going to let you just close us out.
Yes, it's such a blessing. And, you know, I haven't met Dr. Doris yet personally, but over the phone, and I can hear everything, and I know that this is the ordaining of the Holy Spirit. And I just want to leave with everyone tonight is that, you know, this is a realistic approach. And, you know, I'm just like Dr. I'm real. You know, no matter what we go through, no matter what the enemy put us through, we have to stand still. And there are people out there that really belong to God. Many are called and few are chosen. You know, let every day you wake up. Let every day find your routine, find your groove, but let it be in the things of God. And when you feel like you've gotten further, don't turn back and and think that you can go back to your old ways, just keep standing there, you know. Just like in the book of Habakkuk when, you know, the prophet says that, you know, I'm going to stand until God speaks to me, you know. And I find myself doing that a lot because we don't want to go before him. Definitely. You know, we have our own free will, true indeed, but we want the perfect will of God. And gluttony is a major issue in the world right now, which causes many people to do many ungodly things. So just stay encouraged.
That is so profound. That is so profound. Thank you so much, Pastor Smith. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure and a privilege. And you got to come back and do it again. And for all of you that all of now you want to raise your hand and get your questions in, give your information. We got about 2 minutes. Give your information. You can always call him and ask your question.
Yes, Pastor Lionel Smith, His Image Ministries, HIM, 313-622-3864.
All right, there you have it, guys, coming from his mouth, the way he did it. Feel free to contact him, and we'll get him back on again. Thank you so much. Remember, God is real. Trust in the Lord with
yes,
all
yes.
your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding,
yes.
but in all your ways acknowledge him, and his word declares that he'll direct your path. Thank you so
yes.
very much for tuning in tonight. You guys know I appreciate you. You know how much I appreciate you being here every week from 9 to 10. I thank you for inviting others on. I thank you for listening in. I thank you, caller, from the 734 area code for chiming in, asking your question tonight. You know what? It's all about sharing. Sharing is caring.
Yes,
I ask the Lord every day to bless me that I might be a blessing. We were all blessed by Pastor Lionel's message tonight. I love you guys. Have a blessed night. God bless, and we'll do it again next week if the Lord say so. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes. Just chances we've taken, lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up and